Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Our opening hymn today is number 736 in your St. Michael hymnal, Saint Joseph Was a Quiet Man. Saint Joseph was a quiet man who made things out of wood. He worked with love to guide his hand, and what he made was good. He lived with God, a little boy from whom all things have come. He worked for him in peace and joy, who made the stars and sun. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
November 3rd, the Church remembers St. Martin of Porres, but since it's a Wednesday and we're in this year of St. Joseph, we offer this Mass today in honor of St. Joseph. At the end of Mass, we will pray the Litany of St. Joseph, as our Holy Fathers asked us to this year on Wednesdays for Christians who are persecuted anywhere in the world. But a line from the song really grabs my attention. He lived with God, St. Joseph lived with God, a little boy from whom all things have come. Just must have been amazing, that whole situation. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that by St. Joseph's intercession, your Church may constantly watch over the unfolding of the mysteries of human salvation, whose beginnings you entrusted to his faithful care. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, brothers and sisters. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor, hence love is the fulfillment of the law. The word of the Lord. Our responsorial psalm is, blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Blessed the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commands. His posterity shall be mighty upon the earth. The upright generation shall be blessed.
Blessed the man who is gracious and tends to those.
He dawns through the darkness, a light for the upright. He is gracious and merciful and just. Well for the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice.
Blessed the man who is gracious and tends to those.
Lavishly he gives to the poor. His generosity shall endure forever. His horn shall be exalted in glory.
Blessed the man who is gracious and tends to
those. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of God rests upon you. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king, marching in a battle, would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated for a moment. Well, these words certainly got the attention of the listeners of Jesus. I bet some thought he was out of his mind when he said, if anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brother and sisters, and even his own life, cannot be a disciple. That's a pretty high price for admission. And at the end, he says, everyone who doesn't renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. And yet we're called to love everyone, be grateful to our parents and our brothers, sisters, and all that. But what our Lord is driving at here is we have to have our heart completely reserved for the love of God, Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I think it's likely that most people in their life, as hard as they try, don't quite get there. And when we die, how do we get there all the way? That's purgatory. And yesterday I spoke a little bit about that. And I want to continue speaking about that today. And during these 9 days of the novena for the Holy Souls, this is our second day. And you'll notice, if you came here for Mass yesterday, these two stacks of papers have grown. They've grown by 30,000 names overnight because people are rushing in to send the names of their beloved. So we remember them every day at Mass and in the rosary in the evening and during the chaplet. And today, we released an article on our app and on our website about gaining a plenary indulgence if you go to a cemetery from November 1st through 8th. I bet many people never heard about that before. I didn't hear about it, know about it until a couple of years ago. And the good news is, again, this year, because of COVID conditions, the Holy See has extended that opportunity throughout the entire month of November. So 30 days in November, you could actually win 30 plenary indulgences of the souls in purgatory. So what is a plenary indulgence? Plenary means full, complete. It's a complete forgiveness of all of the temporal punishment due to our sins that we haven't made up for in life. It's called reparation. And I like to use an example from Archbishop Fulton Sheen when he gives the difference between perfect contrition and imperfect contrition. So a couple kids are playing ball outside, and the baseball goes wild, and it goes through the window in the living room, breaks the window. And little boy comes in crying to his mom, said, "Oh, Mom, I'm so sorry, because now you're going to punish me, and I won't be able to go to the park." That's imperfect contrition. Same boy could come in and say, "Mom, Dad, I am so sorry. You guys work so unbelievably hard around here. We've been careless, and now we broke things, and I really feel terrible for you." Right? Not, "I'm sorry because I'm getting punished. I'm sorry because I hurt you." That's perfect contrition. And a plenary indulgence establishes that. You not only are you sorry, but you got to fix the window. All right? The plenary indulgence repairs the windows. That's what it's all about. So how do we get that? We go to a cemetery. Physically go there. You can't virtually go. Can't I just zoom myself into a cemetery? Well, actually, you can with Pope Francis. He made that condition if you're old and feeble and you can't get there. Now, I don't see any old or feeble people around here, so I don't want you to be thinking that you get an easy out, all right? So what do you do when you go there? You know, you only have to go there for a few minutes. And you could pray an Our Father, you could pray Glory Be, you could pray the Eternal Rest Grant Unto Them, O Lord. It's all on our app and things like that. What's the point here? The church is encouraging us to remember our brothers and sisters who have died, right, and to pray for them. Because once you're baptized, your soul is part of the church forever, and your soul lives forever. So it's a great custom to go out to the cemeteries, whether they're Catholic or not, and visit the grave sites of our loved ones, perhaps leave a flower. Of course, that's kind of late in the season right now, or a wreath at Christmas time, or a flag, or a burning candle, and to pray for them, and to take the children and the grandchildren there too, right, so that we always remember. And then we know that the souls, once released from purgatory and go to heaven, they'll pray for us. So what are the conditions for plenary indulgence? You've got to do the specific act that's been indicated. In this case, go to a cemetery. Second, you need to go to Mass and Communion for that plenary indulgence. Third, you need to go to confession that week, in a broad sense, a week before, a week after. Third, you've got to pray for the intentions of the Holy Father, which we do every day at Mass anyway. And fifth, you have to be detached from any desire to sin. There's the clincher. There's the clincher. And so theologians discuss that, said, who could be completely detached from any desire to sin? That's impossible. Well, it's certainly a high goal, but maybe God gives us that grace to be completely detached from sin, at least in that moment. And I've worked with boys for years and years and years, and they can be completely detached from sin for about a moment. I used to hear confessions all the time, and I would say after confession, your sins are forgiven, go in peace and sin no more. They'd go in peace, but they'd sin some more, right? And then they come back, right? That is the nature of the human experience. So let's continue throughout these 9 days to offer the suffrages, that's what the church calls, for the souls in purgatory. Now please stand for the prayers of the faithful. Gather together here as children of our Father in heaven, let us bring our petitions before him with confidence. For Pope Francis and all clergy, that they will be examples of mercy for the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood, consecrated life and marriage, especially in our own diocese, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the church, that we may emulate the lives of the saints, including St. Martin de Porres and his example of Christian humility, forgiveness, and justice, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation, that those called to leadership will be moved to govern according to the mind and heart of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed during this month of the Holy Souls, and especially for the repose of the soul of Rose Everts, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Dear Father in heaven, we believe in your power and we trust in your mercy. We ask you to hear our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. We pray, O Lord, that just as St. Joseph served with loving care your only begotten Son, born of the Virgin Mary, so we may be worthy to minister with a pure heart at your altar through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, and on this feast day of St. Joseph, to give you fitting praise, to glorify you and bless you. For this just man was given by you as spouse to the Virgin Mother of God, and set as a wise and faithful servant in charge of your household, to watch like a father over your only begotten Son, who was conceived by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore, and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exultation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise, for through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection, ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to a second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with this Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Joseph and with all the saints, and whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, Fernando, my prelate, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you've gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you, and your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life. Give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours,
now
and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God,
you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace."
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Watching at home or listening on the radio, this is a good moment to pray spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you in the purity, humility, and devotion that your most holy mother received you in the spirit and fervor of the saints. Our communion antiphon is, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Come, share your master's joy." Thank you. Jesus, we adore you, who in your love divine conceal your mighty Godhead in forms of bread and wine. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. O Jesus, we adore you, our victim and our priest, whose precious blood and body becomes our sacred feast. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Let us pray. Defend with unfailing protection, O Lord, we pray, the family you've nourished with food from this altar, as we rejoice on this day in honor of St. Joseph, and graciously keep safe your gifts among them through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
This is our pledge drive week, the last pledge drive of the year. Please go to our website, relevantradio.com, or our app. Make a gift today to support us, to keep us on air in your community. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael the Archangel, be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. By the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And now on this Wednesday, during the year of St. Joseph, let's pray the Litany to St. Joseph for persecuted Christians. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. God, our Father in heaven. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world. God, the Holy Spirit. Holy Trinity, one God. Holy Mary. Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Noble son of the house of David,
pray for us.
Light of patriarchs,
pray for us.
Husband of the mother of God,
pray for us.
Guardian of the virgin,
pray for us.
Foster father of the Son of God.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.